Welcome to On the Air with Healthcare. This is Zane Perkins, the Market Director at With Physician Practices here in Withfield. And today we have with us Dr. Scott Dove. Dr. Dove is our primary care physician at With Physician Practices Family Care Withfield, formerly known as With Family Care, but everybody else knows it as Dr. Dove's office. Dr. Dove's been here quite a while since we have had you live on the radio, probably in a couple years. It's truly a pleasure to have you here with us today. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Zane. It's good to be here again this morning. My name is Scott Dove. I'm an osteopathic physician. Grew up in Fieldale, Virginia, just outside of Martinsville. Married my wife, Wendy, for 38 years. I have two children, Kelby and Coleman, and we've lived in Withfield now 27 years.
How long have you been in practice in Withfield?
Well, basically 27 years. We came here almost right out of residency after a short time in Elkin, West Virginia. I initially went in with medical associates with Dr. Rogney and Dr. Moore for there. And I also spent several years as the medical director at the Radford Army Ammunition Plant. And ultimately got the opportunity to open the practice here at With Physician Practices.
Well, sounds good. So you've been a staple in the community for many years. You also served as George Wythe High School team doctor at one time, didn't you?
Yeah, Jane, I was very fortunate and enjoyed all that time there. We've done that for about 26 years. And then I stopped actually doing the on-field stuff last year. And it was a really good time. I met a lot of great people. My interactions with the coaches and the staff, Coach Pruitt, Coach Ingo, Coach Harner, Coach Copenhaver, I mean, I can name them all. Great people, great to be around. And the young men and women that participated over there, it was truly a pleasure to be around them.
I'm sure you still see quite a few of those over in the office as far as patient-wise, and that's excellent that you still support them and they still support you. And Dr. Dove just sponsored the George Wythe Athletic Golf Tournament through himself and his wife, Wendy Dove. So he is a big supporter of George Wythe Athletics and the community here of Southwest Virginia and Withfield. So Dr. Dove, tell us where your office is located.
We're at 245 Holston Road, Zane. I tell people it's up there next to the Comfort Inn.
right under the interstates and take a right and it's over there beside Comfort Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your practice and its model. From my understanding, when you first came to Withfield or With Physician Practices, you had a vision of a type of practice, and your vision was well received, and you opened that practice based upon that vision. Can you share that with us a little bit?
Zane, that is kind of interesting. When I grew up in the small town of Fieldale, there was one doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Kerwin, and he was there from all the time I remember. And in Dr. Kerwin's practice, he would have a regular family medicine practice. But if you needed to see him, you'd show up early in the morning, and there was a nice long hallway, and there was a bench, and you'd sit on the bench, and Dr. Kerwin went to the post office across the street every morning at just at 9, came back to the office, they opened the door, and the nurse would be like, okay, who's first? And Dr. Kerwin would just be there, and you would see he would see whoever needed to be seen, take care of whatever you needed. And through my years of training and practice, that model was probably not something that was thought of as the way to go. You know, scheduled appointments, I can't see you today, we're booked, we're this. Well, I always wanted to get back to that model. So when the opportunity arose to open that practice, I was fortunate that the CEO at the time, Mr. Tim Best, bought into it. A lot of people didn't feel like this was going to be functional and wasn't going to work well from a business standpoint.
Right.
But I've been very fortunate. It was well received, And we continue along those lines today. They can have scheduled appointments. Mm-hmm. All you can call in or do it online and things of that nature through the computer. Or, once again, we're still a walk-in clinic, and you can walk in anytime that, you know, we're there.
So if a patient wanted to be seen at 7 o'clock, they could come at, right at 7 o'clock, walk in and be seen if you're available and there's nobody ahead of them. Dr. Dove is usually there about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning. So he is there at 7 o'clock if you need to be seen.
This is true. I am an early riser. I do like the mornings. I get an opportunity to get a lot of stuff done before we open the door. But absolutely, 7 o'clock, we're ready to go.
We also, or Dr. Dove, would take appointments. So if for some reason you need to be seen at your work schedule or school schedule or whatever hinders you from being seen or just walking, you can schedule an appointment with Dr. Dove at, say, 11 o'clock in the morning, and that will secure your spot at 11 o'clock. If not, feel free to walk in at any time from the hours of 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we're here, and Dr. Dove's there and ready to serve you. He's very accommodating to anybody and everybody that wants to be seen.
I like that idea. Sometimes things just can't wait.
Right, that's true. Why did you choose to go into primary care?
Well, that's probably another good question. Dr. Kerwin had a lot to do with that. I had no intention of being in medicine to speak of as I was growing up. It didn't enter my mind at all. I was fortunate enough that a family friend, I got a job at Memorial Hospital in Martinsville when I was 17 as a ward clerk. Then I did mail orderly. And then I went to college and got my RN degree. And then from there, I did a PA. And ultimately, I ended up in medical school in West Virginia. And when I first went into residency, I did my internal medicine residency in Ohio. And at that time, I was looking at being either in endocrinology or hematology. There came a time within the family that it seemed like medicine was becoming dominant. And I didn't really want that. Mm-hmm. I wanted a family practice. I wanted to be in the community. And family is very important to me. I want to be able to spend time with my family and within the community. So that led me right into family practice, and I've enjoyed that. It was the right choice for me.
Right. Upon choosing family practice, did you explore other areas? You had mentioned endocrinology and hematology and some other things. Did you ever look at specializing in orthopedics or anything like that?
Not really. did not really care for my surgical rotations. I found, no offense to these guys, but I found them boring.
Right.
I understood it. I liked it, but mm-hmm. I like the internal medicine aspect, the actual practice of the medicine and medications. It worked better for me. It intrigued me better. And the lifestyle was what I wanted.
Right. Good. It sounds like you've done a little bit of everything throughout the year, so you pretty much know from one end of the clinic hospital to the physician side. So that's an excellent for your staff as well as all the other providers. You've had a great amount of experience doing building your way up from the bottom all the way to the top.
Well, I can. The thing about that for me, Zane, is I really appreciate everybody's job that it takes. It's not just the physician, not just the nurse. It's everybody has a job to do within the realm for this to work. And if any one of us fail at our jobs, then the whole thing falls apart.
Right.
It's not related to how much money you make. It's not related to this. It's the actual practice of it requires every person from housekeeping to the physician for this to be successful. And I have great respect for every one of them that performs those duties. And as far as nurses go, I was a horrible nurse. I was terrible. I did not even enjoy it. Nurses are the backbone. They do all the real work. And, you know, they don't get the credit that they deserve. So it's very important to have a relationship with your nursing staff.
And I think, Dr. Dove, your nurse has been with you pretty much since you've been employed with physician practice or with county physician practices for pretty much the duration of the time, has she not?
Crystal Warden, can't say enough about her. She runs the show. I trust Crystal implicitly with things that go on in the office. She has a tremendous role, and she's incredibly intelligent. She does a great job for us, and if she goes, I go.
We hope you don't go anytime soon. Dr. Dove's here for the duration, everybody, so just to make sure you know he is still here, and he will be here.
Yeah, Crystal's great. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great staff over there. Being seen over there once or twice myself, and my children have been seen over there. It's an excellent atmosphere. The workflow is great. Dr. Dove cares for you, and the staff over there is very caring as well. So it's a great practice. It runs like a fine old machine with Dr. Dove at the head of the table there. What types of patients do you see in your practice? I know you got an array of patients, and being on the sports side of things with the team doctor there, you in the past, and currently you still see athletes as well as injuries and whatnot. So could you tell us a little bit about those as well as the other type of patients you see?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the allure somewhat of family medicine. We can see the whole spectrum. We'll see acute care with injuries, lumps, bumps, bruises. We've seen fractures, of course, torn muscles, knee injuries, shoulder injuries, things of that nature. Unfortunately, we've dealt with some concussions as well. The other thing is the gamut of medical practice, from heart and lung disease, diabetes, hypertension, all of those kind of things. We try to manage those as well. And of course, the sick visits. You know, I've got a cough, cold, congestion, bronchitis, pneumonias, sinus infections. So we are fortunate in a way that makes the day kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. You're not just a walk-in clinic with appointments. You're also, patients can establish care with you as well. You can have a long-term based patient base. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. We certainly have that going on. We evaluate our patients. We like to find the right fit with everybody. You know, the relationship with patients is pretty straightforward and things. You have to be able to get along with each other. You have to trust each other. And so we're fortunate, and we have a great patient base in that nature.
Great. For those of you that are just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Scott Dove, family care physician at With Physician Practices, Family Care of Withfield, and Dr. Dove's office. Dr. Dove, please remind the audience how they can reach you if they're looking for a great primary care physician in the area.
Well, I don't use the term great very much, but we really will try. Our office number is 276-227-0460, and there is some online, which technologically I'm challenged, so I can't really tell you how you go about getting online to do it, but that is possible.
We do have a website at www.withphysicianpractices.com. And you can go on there and view Dr. Dove's practice and schedule an appointment, or view the office hours or anything of that nature, as well as any of With Physician Practices offices. One other thing, do you all schedule annual wellness visits? Can a patient come in and do their yearly wellness check?
We do. We perform a fair number of those, and I encourage that for a lot of people who some may that be the only time they see anyone. Those include a routine examination, a screening battery of some lab tests, and at that point we'll see what's going on.
Sounds good. All right, Dr. Dove, it appears we're almost out of time. Is there anything else you'd like the audience to know about you or your practice?
No, Zane, I just wanted to say I appreciate everyone in the Withville and With County community. It's been a great place for my family and myself, and we plan to be here, as you said, for the duration.
That's right, and we look forward to having you for many, many years. Thanks, Dr. Dove, for your time and being here with us today on the air with healthcare. You find out who your friends are.